especially near where Soulcatcher was last seen. That darkness was swelling. I gaped. That was no shadow. That was a cloud of darkness. It boiled out of the canyons and forests and masked the foothills. Crows. All the crows we hadn't seen for the past several days. The darkness rose like a blast from a volcano. It began to spread. That's gotta be every crow in the world, I breathed. The cloud just kept growing. Parts seemed headed my way. Suddenly, lightning sliced inside it. The wind began to blow. I began to lose track of where and when I was and what I was doing. Somebody asked, "What's happening?" A second voice asked, "What's that smell?" Kena, but I couldn't explain. More lightnings ripped through the thunderhead of crows. Most of that darkness rushed my way. The stench of Kena became overpowering. There were sounds around me, heard as though from a great distance. They didn't include the panic that seemed appropriate. The darkness bent over and grabbed me, took me up like a mother lifts a frightened infant. The face of Kena was in the darkness, but it wasn't Kena who possessed me. She was angry. Again, she was disoriented. She was not alone. Lady was there, maybe riding smoke, maybe in some other fashion. The lightning was her doing, evidently. She had Kena in one sorcerer's hand while trying to spank her sister with the other. Catcher was there too, and she seemed amused, not troubled, although she was caught between a devil goddess and a sister who would roast her happily. Soulcatcher would go to the burning stake chuckling at the fire. The woman was completely mad. The darkness wrapped me up. It devoured me. It tried to chew me up, but found me unpalatable. It spit me out. I staggered like a drunk. A voice in my head said, "There you are, darling. I missed you. You've been away too long." Moonlight glinted off the corpse-strewn black water lapping at Dejagore's wall. I imagined something stirring in those waters, something that wanted to grab me and pull me deep into the inky darkness, down amongst the naked bones. I looked to my left, and there stood the long-dead speaker of the Nuengbao, Kidam. His wife Hong Tre was with him. They smiled. The old woman made a finger sign I knew to be a blessing. Darkness swallowed me. Darkness had no stomach for me. It puked me up. I was in a tree. My eyes saw strangely. I had to turn my head this way and that to see out of one or the other. Men of half a dozen races were slaughtering men of several others below me. The trees were repelled. They loved death, but hated the shedding of blood. I was in the Grove of Doom, in a tree. I raised a hand to feel my eyes. White feathers blocked my vision. I lost consciousness. I went 100 places. 100 places came to me. I seemed to visit all times and all places of the past several years. I was on the plain of bones. Darkness had come. A black wind blew the bones about. I tumbled like a leaf. Crows mocked me from the naked trees. I rolled over into a deeper night and in an instant was strolling up the sloped floor of the tunnel where the old men rested in their cocoons of spun ice. A great deep booming thundered in my head. It was pain incarnate, yet seemed to